You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All this new free time is going to be
besides us finding jobs.
What? Well, I mean, I'm already on that. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I can't wait to get the hell out of here. I got to start with what's next. My windshield was cracked the other day.
That's happened a few times. Now, is it a spider? Has it expanded?
It's starting to go. I heard it as I was driving. I heard it.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no. And then the next day, I saw the little line.
Little dent.
And
you have a line, not a dent.
No, it's a line now.
So that happened to me once on my old Jeep, and it was a little pebble from, I think, a salt plow truck in front of me. So is that like a little rock hit it?
Probably. Ugh. Not a salt truck, but probably a rock. And then it's starting to get worse, the cold weather. I don't know. But anyway, I have to have that. I have to get that done. There's a lot of maintenance that needs to be done with the car. All these little things that I usually don't have time to do. Now freeze it up a little bit. You know what the number one thing that I'm looking forward to doing?
Let me guess.
Yeah, try
let
to guess.
Let me guess.
You should know because we've talked about it quite a bit in our 2 years.
Okay. The number one. Oh, absolutely. Get back and start working out. There's no doubt in my mind that's the answer.
100%.
I mean, I've heard about this guy's eventual workout for 2.5 years. Oh, BT.
I'm like, it's
going to
happen. It's going to happen.
I got to jump in the gym. Oh, BT. I got to go. Come on, man. I ate a lot this week and I got to work out my body. Oh, right. BT. I mean, just do it already.
Well, the good news, BT.
Come on.
I will be at the gym next week.
There you go.
The bad news is we won't be doing the shows together.
So there's no evidence because even as your body changes, even if and when we do something together, we might be in different locations.
You see it on SNY?
Well, that's true. I like SNY. You know that. I do.
But yes, all kidding aside, I'm looking forward to that. All right, BT and Sal on the fails. Get back to the Mets calls here. 888-808-1019. The number to call. Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Hey, bud.
First off, gentlemen, let me say that it has been a pleasure the last 2 years to listen to you guys. And in the beginning, I was like, how in the hell is BT and Sal going to work together? You have two high-strung attitudes, two high-strung minds, two hotheads, and take that as a compliment. But you guys ended up doing it flawlessly, and I loved listening to you for the last 2 years. And I hope somebody picks you up together.
Well,
and that's what I will say.
We appreciate the kind words. Thank you, Brad.
Now, Alonzo, I felt like crying yesterday. I didn't, but I felt like crying yesterday. And to be honest with you, it took me about 12 hours to realize that I can't root for, I'm 37 years old. I can't root for the name on the back. I got to root for the name on the front.
Yep.
And what I have to understand is and agree with you guys is that if I want to see a championship in my life, which if you calculate, t- take 37 years down, I have not seen a championship in my life. I have to trust David Stearns. I have to trust Steve Cohen. I have to get the land grab garbage out of my mind because that was the first thing that everybody talked about, and hope that they put a team together that can contend and at the end of the day win a World Series. And that's all we ask for as fans. We don't ask for our favorite players. That's when you're 15, 20, 25, 5, like those ages. Right now, all I want to do is see a championship. That's all I want.
So doesn't
love
it
you guys.
Love you too, Brad.
Thanks.
And
back
thank
at you,
you
buddy.
We really appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Don't you think it just comes down to one thing right now? They don't trust David Stearns. And really, nor should they, because there's no evidence here. I mean, the evidence is last year with Frankie Montas. So I'm supposed to be trusting David Stearns wholeheartedly when he's taking a blowtorch to this team? It's the right thing to do, what he's doing. Can he build it into a sustained winner is TBD in this town.
Yeah, and I said yesterday, he is public enemy number one. I mean, he is despised right now. He is loathed. I mean, Met fans... He's target number one, and I get it. But you know what the good news is? And you might not feel today. As a matter of fact, I know you don't feel today, and I get that. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what you think. And I know that that's not me dissing you. That's me telling you the reality of why he was brought here, to fix a dysfunctional circus of a franchise too many years, okay?
Don't you think it's a good thing, though?
I do. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I do. That's why. Listen, when I use the word emotionless or callous, those are words that I've used to describe what Stearns is in the middle of, and really since he got here, some of the decisions he's had to make. He's not here to placate you. He's not here to sell Alonzo jerseys or polar bear stuffed teddies to make Steve Cohen more money. He is here to put a banner next to the other one that is way too dusty, all right? And it says 1986 on it. So, you know, even if Pete signed yesterday, instead of Baltimore, it was 5-for-155 here. You're still nowhere near a championship. Let the man finish the race. He's about, I'd say about 40 to 50% there. And you know what? We'll eventually get the answer. But with something like this, I know we want the answer now. You're just not going to get it now.
I have a follow-up question to that.
Yes.
How long do you think he gets? You said he's 50% finished with the race. I would argue that he might just be starting where the first year was evaluation. Second year, he kind of had no choice but to run it back a little bit. Now it's clearly David Stearns in the process of building his team, what he wants, which gets me excited. But then I think about this. If the Mets don't make the playoffs this year, is there a chance Cohen fires David Stearns?
I think anytime somebody that successful has a prolonged stretch of either losing money or losing games or losing reputation, they are wildly unpredictable what they might do. So I would say more yes than no.
And then my question is that the right?
No.
Because
you have to let him finish more of the race to get a better sense, a more clarity as to whether or not what he did, which is very disruptive and very emotional for a lot of people, it seems wrong today, but you got to give him more room to see if it's actually right.
Right, but I'm not even saying more room over the next couple of months. I'm talking about...
I know.
He's got to get at least one more year.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure... I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. I mean, the manager's already on the hot seat.
Mm.
And the public backlash could be so strong that if they don't win now, and I'm not so sure that you can just take a blowtorch to a team and turn it into a winner, even with those resources in one year, that to me is where now you start to get dysfunctional. If the Mets don't have success next season, and it leads to the ouster of the manager, and eventually...
That would happen. He would be gone.
And eventually the ouster of the general manager or the president at the end of the year, now you're in a total rebuild spot just 3 years after you tried to rebuild it. So my point is, this is the right move, in my opinion, what the Mets are doing. He has to get at least one more year beyond whatever the result may be this season.
The ultimate goal here for the Mets is to become a lot more like the Yankees and to win championships. I know it's been a while, and trust me, I'm pissed with that as well. Yankees haven't done a damn thing. Geez, so quiet. But to be at a point where they can win 94, 95 every year and be among the top 2, 3, 4 teams every year in terms of shortest odds to win the World Series, right? But the part of the Yankees that you don't ever want to become is when it was at its worst with George. And he was petulant and he was unpredictable. And if they were to have a 79-win season this year or 80 wins or something lackluster, and then they fired and he fired Stearns after letting Pete go and Nimmo this and all these other things, to me that would be a little irrational. It might scratch the itch of emotion, but it would be the wrong thing. However, let's say the Dodgers or another team in the NL or the Yankees get Schuble, and we find out, well, the Mets had a chance, but Stearns didn't want to part with the prospects. And then Pete goes to Baltimore, and he bangs 41 home runs, and the Orioles win 90 games, and they're a wild card team. Like, there could be a confluence of events here that, coupled with the Mets not being incredibly good next year, very possible, where the ire of the Met fan would get so loud where Steve could do something irrational.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Honestly, for the last few months, deep in my soul, I had a confidence. I had a confidence and a belief that Edwin Diaz would come back. I had a confidence and belief that eventually the Mets would do the right thing with Pete Alonso, and he would be back. But Joe B, for months, has warned none of that would happen. And so let's hear from him, the legend himself. He joins us every Monday, usually after jet losses. But today, I needed to hear his voice. We all needed to hear his voice because today is an all-time sad day in the history of this decrepit franchise. Yesterday, it was Diaz. Today, it's Alonso. Bro, the floor is yours.
You know, look, bro, you know I've seen it all. Okay, I saw Tom Seaver get traded. I saw Darryl walk. I mean, I can't tell you how upset I was in both those cases. This is right there. I mean, I know it's not Siva. I understand that. But this is right there. And let's be honest. And I texted this to you, okay? Mm. You know I can't stand David Stearns, okay? He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. You know, we're going to find out now how freaking smart David Stearns is, okay? You're going to go out. Let's see what you're going to do now, David. Because right now, we're nowhere near the Dodgers. We're nowhere near the Phillies. We're probably nowhere near the Braves. And I tell you, bro, I don't even know if we're as good as the Marlins right now, okay? Let's be honest about it, right? Okay, so we're going to find out how brilliant, you know, that Harvard education serves David Stearns, okay? We'll see. But you know what? The guy that's the real culprit is the owner. The owner sold us a bill of goods. We all thought we were all sucked in, bro. You said it. We all said it. Uncle Stevie's big money, and it's never going to be the same like it was with the Wilpons. And he spent money, okay, the whole Verlander, Scherzer. Okay, I get it, all right? He went out and got Soto, but where is this guy? He's supposed to be like Mr. Met. I got to see him at courtside at the Garden at the playoff games with the Met hat on. What kind of Met fan are you? Telling me you're a Met fan, Cohen? Forget about Stearns. He's a fraud as far as a Met fan. He's probably got, you know, Yankee gear at home. But Steve Cohen, you know what, bro? I don't know if I texted this. I said this to a few people today, okay? We all knew what the Wilpons were. We knew what they were. We knew they were cheap. Freddie Coupon, they would never sign anybody. Vladimir Guerrero, A-Rod, whoever it may be. They were never going to sign any of these guys, okay? Never. And he would have never signed Juan Soto. But you know what? I really believe Fred Wilpon, Jeff Wilpon, would have recognized, because they did this with David Wright, even though it didn't work out, recognized what Alonso specifically meant to the organization, and they would have signed him. I really believe that. As much as we get on to Wilpons, and this guy is nowhere to be found. He's nowhere to be found, this owner. He sold us a bill of goods. 5 years, we're going to win a championship. What? I don't care what they do. And by the way, I don't care what the little genius does now the rest of the way. I don't care, okay? You could trade for Skubal. You could bring in, you know, Suarez and Valdez. You could bring both of those guys in. You could get Tucker. You could get Bellinger. All of this, okay? And it doesn't make up for this. Mm. And it doesn't make us still a better team than the Dodgers, or dare I say any of these other teams. The Dodgers had everything, and now they got the best closer in the game. What?
I don't know if that's why I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm curious how you feel about this, and I'm stunned about what I'm going to say, but we've had back-to-back days of pain. I think I was more pissed and hurt yesterday about Diaz going to the Dodgers than even Alonso to the Orioles, and I'm stunned by that, and I don't know if it's because of the Dodger thing. What hurt you more, Diaz yesterday or Alonso today?
Look, they both really hurt. Look, because let's be honest, Diaz has become an iconic Met too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand he wasn't a homegrown Met, but you know what? That trade, you know, that Van Wagenen made all those years ago, Robbie Cano, it turned out to be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where Kelnick is these days, but it turned out to be, you know, a pretty good trade. And I've seen every closer there is, bro, and I don't want to go down a list. You know, I've seen him from Ken McKenzie and Doug McGraw to Familia and Benitez and all of them. Franco, everybody, okay? This guy might have been the best we ever had. He's one of the few pitchers in baseball where when he was in the game, bro, he'd get you a little nervous. He'll hit the leadoff batter. You know, he'll walk two guys in a row. You're going nuts. And then he'd get out. Then he'd get out of it. How many times did we see that happen? Mm-hmm. Strike out the side, you know, whatever it may be. He was money in the bank, and he's the best closer in the game, and they let him walk. And they let him walk for $3 million. Wait, you're going to tell me that Uncle Stevie couldn't have said, wait a minute, the difference is not even years, it's $3 million? Well, I'll tell you what, let's go 4 years and $75 million. You think he would have stayed with the Mets for that? Okay?
Yeah.
Where was that? Where was Cohen?
Joe, what is more frustrating, the fact that Pete didn't even get an offer, or that Edwin Diaz apparently, and we're just alleging this, apparently got his feelings hurt, and that's why he went to the Dodgers?
Well, look, you know what? I don't blame him. I mean, they gave this stiff Devin Williams, bro. They gave him 3 years and $51 million. You know, he loves his ex-Brewers. I mean, I think maybe, I don't know, I heard a rumor, maybe Robin Yount would come out of retirement. Maybe Paul Molitor's going to take over for Alonso. I don't know, okay? Because he loves his, you know, Mr. Brewer there, okay? I mean, what? I mean, you got to be, I'm beside myself. I really am with this guy. I am just completely beside myself. This guy was an iconic Met, Pete Alonso. How do you let him walk? But getting back to Devin Williams, that's right, we're talking about him. Getting back to him. Yeah, you gave him 3 years and $51 million, right? I'm the best closer in the league, and what are you giving me? This team has given me more. You got to go above and beyond for a guy like that. Come on, you couldn't have given him 4 years because he's got four solid years left. Who's kidding who? And gave him $70, $75 million, whatever it was. What a disgrace. And let's be honest, okay? And I heard one of the guys, you know the name, I'm not going to say his name, but I heard him last night on SNY try to say to the world that Devin Williams was as good a closer as Edwin Diaz. Are you kidding me? Give me a break. You know what? Devin Williams, in the biggest game of his life,
gave it
up to Pete Alonso.
Bro, that here's the thing.
Okay.
And you just nailed it.
All right.
Devin Williams was a fine regular season closer for the Milwaukee Brewers. But where we measure our closers, it's
of
why
course.
We don't celebrate Armando Benitez.
Of
he was a
not.
Fine regular season closer.
He was terrific
and then
in the regular season.
Spit the bit when it right. mattered. The same right. thing with an overrated stiff Billy Wagner, who
oh,
I don't want to celebrate.
Oh, my God. Hall of Famer? He's in the Hall of Fame. But you know what? Don Mattingly is not.
But
what?
That's the issue with Devin Williams. Like, you ask me right now, Joe, mm-hmm. can Devin Williams have a good year as closer for the Mets? Sure he can. Do I trust him?
No.
In the biggest of moments that Edwin Diaz ended up proving to us we could.
Yeah,
that's and
of
that
course.
Is the million-dollar question for any Met closer. Yeah, you can save games in May. What are you going to do when the chips are down?
Yeah. Hey, look, bro, it's unbelievable. Like you said, to go to the Dodgers? So the Dodgers, who already are back-to-back world champions, they're already loaded to the freaking gills. Hall of Fame is everywhere. The best player in baseball, right? They got the one starting pitcher that pitches nine innings. It's ridiculous. And now you're going to give them the best closer? And you're going to tell me, and David Stearns is going to try to tell me that we're competing for a championship this year? Are you kidding? Come on, bro. Look at the moves that this guy has done so far. He trades another homegrown Met, Brandon Nimmo, for this over-the-hill second baseman who's 3 years older. You know, he loves OPS. Well, I mean, Nimmo only had 100-point OPS more than Simeon does. He had 30 more RBIs. He's 3 years younger, and this is the trade you made. You signed Williams for this stupid ridiculous with Devin Williams, and now you let two iconic Mets walk away. You got to be kidding me, bro. I don't care if you I don't care if you get Scooble. And you know what? I really think this is what's going to happen. I actually put him on the other day for a second, okay? I don't want anything to do with him. Everybody's telling me, oh, Stearns is going to speak 6:30 tomorrow on SNY. Okay, great. I actually was watching the president's speech. Forget Stearns. Give me a break. Whatever, okay? But I did put it on for 2 minutes, and there he is with that, you know, he's got that, you know, S-eating grin on his face and all of that. I'm smarter than everybody in the room. And he's sitting there talking about how, well, we got the best farm system in baseball, one of the best. You know what that means, bro? That they're not going to spend, they're going to make moves. They have to do something with the rotation. I mean, they have no rotation. They've got to do something. But I'm telling you, don't be shocked. If he's going to have Jet Williams and this kid, what's his name, the center fielder?
Carson Bench.
And that's our center and left fielder starting next year. Don't be shocked. And then you're going to try to, what are you going to do? McNeil's going to, somebody told me that they're talking about signing Paul Goldschmidt?
Yes.
What?
A Jeff McNeil, Paul Goldschmidt platoon at first base. They're internally discussing
And we're
that.
Better. Yeah. No way, we're better. Yeah. Is he going to trade Lindor? Is he thinking about trading him too? Well, how about that?
I
Is
mean,
he going to do
would,
that?
Would you put it past him?
I put nothing by Stearns.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, his little rear end is on the line because we're going to find out, Hev, just how freaking smart David Stearns is. And I'm going to tell you this, and one more thing, too. But the owner, really, I'm pissed at the owner. I can't tell you how ticked off I am at him because he sold us a bill of goods. You know, we couldn't wait. We were doing a dance. The Wilpons are gone. Oh, thank God. And this guy's a phony. We at least, like I said, we knew what the Wilpons were. This guy sold us a bill of goods, and now he's turning it to be the biggest phony in the world. And you didn't even talk to Pete. You didn't even talk to this guy, bro.
They let him leave. They're like, nah, we're not going 5 years. So why bother?
They didn't want him. Stearns never wanted him. The only reason he came back last year is because nobody was signing him, and because that fan fest. And I doubt they're having any fan fest this year. I mean,
can you imagine the reactions today?
There's no way they will expose David Stearns to the fan base. I'm telling you, he could get Babe Ruth. I'm telling you. and they're not exposing him to the fan base.
That's the question.
That's the only reason, bro, because the fans went nuts.
Yep.
And Cohen got a little ticked off and said, ah, you know, we better sign the guy, and they gave him a crap contract. Let's be honest.
So this is the complicated thing, because I'm struggling with it. I wanted Pete back. I wanted Diaz back. But I'm also trying to think, all right, what do I want now? What do I want now? Is there anybody in free agency? I don't know if it's Bregman. He's a winning ball player.
No.
Is there anyone that would excite you?
No. No, go get the big picture. Okay, here's what I would say now. There's no everyday player that excites me. Not Tucker, not Bellinger. The Yankees should re-sign Bellinger. He's a Yankee. Go sign with the Yankees. You know, none of these guys, except Bregman, I know he was a winning player in Houston and all. Come on, I mean, give me a break. You think he's going to be hitting a lot of home runs in left field and Citi Field? Give me a break. Not happening. You know, but you know what kills me too? He talks about run prevention. So let's let the best closer in baseball go. How could you sell me run prevention and you let the best closer in baseball go? But just getting back to what he can do, you better go get this. You better give me a big-time starting rotation. You better go find a way to get this guy Scooble, okay? You better. I don't want Joe Ryan. I don't want this other Milwaukee Brewer. What's his name?
Freddie Peralta. Yeah.
I don't want him either. You know what? He's another Brewer. What is he? Pete Vukovic? I mean, I won the Cy Young Award in 1981 or 82, whatever it was. Mike Caldwell? I don't want this. I don't want him, okay? Go get Scooble or get Paul Skeens here somehow, okay? Sign Ranger Suarez. Sign Franbar Valdez. You do that, okay? And then I'll say, I'm not going to be happy, and I'm not going to think we're winning any World Series this year, but, you know, you showed me something, because I don't think he's going to do anything. I'm telling you, bro, you watch. I'm telling you, he's going to go with these young guys. He is.
Where would you, because I was too young for this, so I lean on you to tell me. When Darryl left and you had that same feeling that Cashin had no interest in bringing him back.
None.
Where would you and how would you compare your feelings towards that moment of Darryl to the Dodgers versus Pete now to Baltimore?
You know, so much like Pete is really the modern day Darryl. I mean, that's really what he is. And look, Darryl Strawberry is my all-time favorite player. I love him. I love Darryl. I got a relationship with him now. He's a great guy. Okay. You know, he's really straightened his life out, the whole thing. He's my guy. When I'll never forget the moment Frank Cashin, who I can't stand him, okay, we'll get into that too, but Frank Cashin goes on television and says, and at the time it was a big deal in 1989, whatever it was, 1990, and said, Darryl Strawberry is not a $5 million a year ball player. I'll never forget him saying that. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And I know Darryl, look, you could say he wanted to leave and go to the Dodgers. If they would have blew him out, they didn't even try to make a big offer to him.
Right.
And then they turned around and they signed that stiff Vince Coleman. Are you kidding? But you know what? Even though Cashin dismantled a world championship team, right? Got rid of Kevin Mitchell. You let Ray Knight go, right? The whole deal. You know, let Darryl walk on and on with all the disaster that he was, okay? Right? Lenny Dykstra, he trades away. All of that, okay? At least Cashin won me a championship. This guy's won nothing. This guy has won he didn't win anything in Milwaukee. And he's like the resident genius of all time. I'm telling you. I hate to say this because I love my team. The clock is ticking. I want to win a championship. I want to be with my old partner on at the parade. Okay?
Amen.
All right? I want to be at the parade. You and I had to go to parades for teams we don't root for. We were at two giant parades.
I know.
We were at a freaking Yankee parade. Okay?
Yes.
You know the deal.
Yes.
Okay? All right? I want to be at a parade because I didn't go to any of the parades. I didn't go to – the Jets didn't even have a parade. I didn't go to, you know, 86. I didn't go to that or 69. You know, I didn't go to the Ranger parade. I don't think – the Knicks didn't have a parade that I remember. Okay? But whatever. Okay? I want to go to a parade – that's my team. I want to be there with my good buddy and great Met fan that he is, Evan Roberts, who has never seen a championship. At least I've seen him, even though it's like, you know, a little younger than. But whatever. At least I've seen it. I want to be with you on the float, but just being there at the parade.
Trust me, we're not on the float anymore. Stearns and DeVicola make sure of that. Yeah.
Well, Stearns ain't. Let me tell you, bro, I'm confident that Stearns will not be on the float either.
No.
I'm confident that David Stearns will not be the general manager when we win another championship. I am confident of that. And I am very disappointed in this owner. He sold us a bill of goods, and he stuck it right up our rear end. Let's be honest about it. That's exactly what he did. And the worst move he made was he hired this guy. This guy is a small market GM who is here to, I really believe this, to run the Mets like a small market team. He spent his money. He paid for Soto. You know, the money he spent on Verlander, Scherzer, all that, whatever that didn't work out and all of that. He's not spending money no more, bro. I'm telling you. That's exactly what's going on here. He is now supposedly with all Uncle Stevie's beautiful money. Maybe Uncle Stevie doesn't have as much beautiful money as we think. Or if he does, he's more concerned about his casinos and his Rembrandts. That's my feeling.
Or his gold toilets that he buys and sells.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, he bought a gold toilet and then recently sold the said gold toilet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you could send me a gold toilet so I can puke my brains out into it, okay?
Well, after this? That's all of us today. It's a sad couple of days, bro. Hopefully we'll be on that parade, but it doesn't feel like we're close right now.
You still got, you know, bro, the only thing I'll say is you still got a lot of years. My clock is ticking, it's a sad day. It's a sad day for the New York Mets today.
No question
about it.
Thank you, Joe. We love you, man.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck.
All right, man. God bless, guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mickey in Walcott, Connecticut. What's going on, Mickey?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and happy holidays, of course. Boomer, man. With the pain, right? The pain. I'm going to call Joe Beningo on that one. But
well, then go call Joe Beningo and don't call us, man. Jesus, God. John in Kings Point, what do you got?
Guys, good morning. What's going on? Listen, as a Yankee fan, I'm sitting here thinking, why are the Yankees sitting here on the sidelines? Why didn't they come in, swoop in for $70 million? You would have fortified your bullpen, And you would have really stuck it to Steve Cohen after what he did with the Soto thing last year. Why are we just sitting here on the sidelines and not making our move? Edwin Diaz for $70 million,
we could have taken him. You know why. Because Hal Steinbrenner is not going to go past a certain number. They want to sign Bellinger and re-sign Bellinger. And if they can't do that, then maybe they pivot to something else. But their main focus is bringing Bellinger back and not adding to the bullpen.
And that's the whole point. That's a sad state of affairs. Because any other, it would have been so perfect for the Yankees to swoop in, take the headlines, take Edwin Diaz. And you're not just doing it for the headlines. You would have had the best bullpen in the league. Bednar would have set up for you. Edwin would have closed for you. You would have played the trumpets in Yankee Stadium, and the Mets fan would be crying, and you guys would, your airwaves would be blasting. And the Yankees failed again. And you got to tell me, listen, Hal Steinbrenner for $70 million, you didn't want to stick it to the Mets? Are you kidding me?
I don't think Hal thinks like that at all.
I don't think he thinks that way.
He doesn't stick it to the Mets. Doesn't bother him at all. I think he's like, I want to build a championship team on this budget. Brian Cashman, that's your job.
Well, here's an idea. Seth, what's happening, Seth?
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
All right, man. What's going on?
Good. So, two huge bullet points on the Diaz thing, and then just one telltale sign is the main thing that upset Diaz was he was blindsided by the Hefner firing, as we all know, the sacrificial lamb. None of the pitchers were conferred with internally, which threw everyone for a loop, you know, the pitching lab, et cetera.
Okay, I could buy into that a little bit. Okay, so what's the next point?
The next point, which is actually shocking, is his brother was in L.A. He only pitched 9 innings, and apparently behind the scenes, even though he went to Atlanta shortly after, he spoke glowingly about the franchise from top to bottom, owner down to the trainers, first-class organization. And the last point, telltale sign, is you have a staple for 6 years in your franchise, and he doesn't even come back and give you a second rip at it. That says it all. Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah, well, those were some salient points.
Yeah, I think
I could buy into the brother, you know, giving Edwin a really good recommendation in regards to the Dodgers. I could also see just Edwin wanting to go play for the Dodgers for more money to win a World Series.
Yeah, exactly. I do like that last point, too. If you want to yell and scream about Steve Cohen and David Stearns not retaining Diaz, you should yell and scream about the fact that this organization that he'd been at and had success in, he'd rather go somewhere else after all those years.
Tells you a lot.
That point there I can accept. The money part and all of these things that people are screaming about, I can't accept. It doesn't make sense to me. But that one right there.
But again, that's the Edwin Diaz part of this that happened. Maybe he wanted to go there for whatever reason, whatever the issues are here internally, whether it be the Hefner firing, whether it be the new coaching staff, maybe the pitching lab, maybe the way the team is internally. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they wanted Marcus Semien to come here, because supposedly he's a tremendous leader and a tremendous example for younger players. So I could buy into some of those things. That is not emotional. That's not ridiculous. That is actually a very good, solid point.
Let's go to Steve in Red Bank. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys. Happy holidays. Yeah. So two things. Boomer, how much Red Bull and cocaine would it take you to go suit up for the Colts this weekend?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Well, you know, if they're going to offer me $10 million to play, I would think about it.
Okay. And on to my more serious question. You know, Steve Cohen, he came here with his eyes on the prize, right? Do you think the prize in his eyes is changing a little bit? Meaning, right, he's building what's going to be maybe the destination, at least during baseball season and U.S. Open season, in New York City.
Yeah, right? 100%
he is. Casinos.
Yeah.
And do you think, right, the prize in his eyes is changing? And maybe he doesn't care about winning World Series as much as he did 3, 4, 5 years ago.
No, of course. I mean, he does. He, like, it doesn't have to be an either or, Steve. I mean, I've heard this a lot.
I think that's even more the reason why you'd spend more money to try to win.
Right. And then two, he's going to take some of this money that he's going to make from the casino and I think invest it back in the team. Like, we forget that, like, Steve Cohen didn't drop out of the sky just to buy the Mets. Like, Steve Cohen had all sorts of different things that were going on in his life prior to the Mets.
And then while he's bought the Mets, he's got all sorts of things going on in his life that we don't talk about as much with the .72 assets and this and that and whatever. So he is building this. This building of Metropolitan Park is directly a result of owning the Mets. It's the same thing. It's not an either or, like, oh, all of a sudden I care about the casino and I don't care about the baseball team anymore. No, he cares about all of it.
He wants that baseball team to be a top-notch baseball team. He wants Citi Field to be a destination point for not just Citi Field and a baseball team, but I mean, for everything else he's building over there at Metropolitan Park. And that does go for the 3 weeks or so that the U.S. Open is here as well.
There are so many free agents left, so many moves to be made. And Edwin Diaz wanting to go to the Dodgers has led the Met fan base, some of the Met fan base, to believe that Steve Cohen doesn't care about winning anymore and they're not investing enough in the team. I mean, this is getting out of hand. This is really getting out of hand.
Hell, why I was getting so frustrated this morning until the Munchkin showed up.
Let's go to Ron and Bethpage. What's going on, Ron?
Nothing much. I just wanted to tell you guys that I just remember last year when Pete crawled back, kind of, and Stearns kind of took a little bit of a victory lap. I thought that the way they treated him last year, I just don't see. I think he has a sour taste in his mouth. I think he would probably, you know, sign with someone else. I just can't see how
he...
Well,
you say the way he treated him last year, who else was treating him like that? No one else even offered him a contract like that.
But they took the chance. They took the chance to kind of let him have the three-year deal, but then he went out and played great. So now, you know,
Remember, he opted out of this deal.
Right. Oh, no, I understand
just
that.
It's like Edwin Diaz opted out of his deal. Both of those guys opted out on their own.
No, I understand that. But I think last year he would have signed a four-year deal if you offered it. And
they
he wouldn't
want
have had
to. They didn't want to.
And nobody else in the Major League Baseball
Why
was offering
Why would you sign
that?
Him to a four-year deal when they didn't have to or want to? And by the way, like, this whole, like, oh, you did a victory lap or this or that. I mean, Pete Alonso, this is exactly the way he wanted it to work out. How could Stearns be doing a victory lap? They gave him more money than any other first baseman in the league last year and the opportunity to opt out after the year if he had a good year, and he's doing exactly that. And now he's testing the market. So, the Met fan wants the Mets to go out and just take every free agent that they want to have and overpay.
You know what? It sounds like a Yankee fan.
Just overpay everybody and bring them in here.
Met fans are actually turning into Yankee fans.
Like, no excuses. Like, yeah. I don't care. If the Dodgers offer you, you waited too long. The Dodgers gave him $69 million. You should have offered him $75 million before he even got to the Dodgers.
I'm telling you, Matt, I have a feeling the Mets offered him the money that they offered him, and he was sitting on it, and then they knew he was going to go to the Dodgers. And that's when they pivoted to Devin Williams, just in case. And then if Edwin came back and said, okay, I'll come to the Mets and we get a little bit more wiggle room, I'll, you know, whatever, then I could see Devin Williams and Edwin Diaz on the same team. I don't think that was realistic. I think that they offered Edwin Diaz what they offered, and then he goes to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers say, you know, we'll get involved, but we're not, you know, we'll give you a little bit more than they're asking you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or that they're offering you, but you got to take it. If we're going higher than them, you got to take it right now, or we're pulling it. I would not be surprised, because how many times have we talked about?
Yeah, I know. And then also, it's like it's the Dodgers too. Like, you wanted to go there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we talk about all the time about not being used as leverage.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you think the Reds want to get involved with Pete Alonso? Like, hey, we're going to give you five years, $150 million since we lost out on Schwarber.
Yeah.
And then say to Pete Alonso, yeah, you can go back and chop that to the Mets. No.
I mean,
no.
And by the way, this is exactly what we were saying about Alonso before the Diaz conversation. Like, let's say it's the Baltimore Orioles, and they offer 5 years to Pete Alonso, and they could very easily say, they didn't offer you that last year. They're not offering it to you right now. We are. We're the ones that are believing in you. So we don't want you going back there and then begging to go back.
Hence, yes.
So, like, they had their opportunity. That's what another team could do. I mean, the Dodgers might have done that with Edwin Diaz. They could have signed you. They could have signed you before the season was over. They could have done that. Here's the deal. We've got a better situation going on with us than they do.
We got better weather. We got better players. We win championships.
It's not an old David Stern's problem is what we're pointing out.
Let's go to Frank in Elmont. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, hello, Jay. Listen, I got not for nothing. You're acting like a hypocrite with this whole casino thing with Cohen, because you made a big issue about Jerry Jones taking his eye off the ball with his oil deal, and this one you have no problem with. Why?
Why did I make a big deal about that?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Why did I make a big deal about that?
You said, oh, he took his eye off. He's worried more about an oil deal than he is his football.
I don't have any recollection of saying that. I just went in here. I've been consistent, Frank, with this stuff. I just used Jerry Jones as an example about how he's not losing, even though his team hasn't won a championship, and he's happy and he's got this massive business. I just use that as an example. I didn't make a big deal of it. I don't give a crap about Jerry Jones' oil deal. And by the way, Jerry Jones himself said that. He said that you could understand why I don't care about trading for my defense when I've got a $100 billion oil deal. He said that. Steve Cohen's never said anything like that about the casino.
Well, that's the fan's perception that he's worried about the stupid casino. And that's what you got. The casino is not the be-all, end-all, I hate to tell you.
What do you mean?
Because I don't think it's the be-all, end-all. First of all, it's going to be years before it's actually built, number one. Okay? And number two, okay, he should be worried about losing the perception with his fan base that want to pretty much hang him out to dry right now. Him and his little boy genius over there, you think is so wonderful. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Frank, it's just so basic. You're just such a basic sports talk radio caller. You hit all the things.
All the stereotypes.
You checked off every box of the thing that I'm trying to fight against today. Boy genius. It's like, you know, remember when I had, you know, that the Pied Piper of the dweeb net fans?
Yeah.
You know, his partner from it, and that was Evan Roberts, you know, and we have a little picture over there, all these dweeb net fans, and he's the Pied Piper. Yeah. So his partner for many years, Joe Beningo, he's got those people too. And they're like, it's like The Walking Dead. You know, and he's the guy in front of it. And then he's just got all these zombies behind him going, this is a disaster, boy genius. Echoing this whole stuff. That's what's going on.
Yes.
I know. Frank's that guy. Boy genius has got to know what he's doing. Da, 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 da. Stop!
You're basic.
This is what got me going yesterday. You want some munchkins?
No.
Okay.
Ate terrible yesterday. Feel like crap.
You know, it's exactly what we said yesterday. I mean, remember the guy calls in and he goes, you know, Joe B knows. You know, I'm like, all right, well then go call him, talk to him. We're trying to make sense out of what's going on and what the Mets are trying to do. And I'm trying to walk people off the cliff because I want them to wait until the final product is put together. The same thing I would say for the Yankees as well. Yankees haven't done anything.
And every one of these Met fans, when David Stearns was named the VP of baseball operations,
we got the
smartest guy. He's the best. He's unbelievable. He's young. He's smart. He grew up a Mets fan. This is the greatest thing ever. Now it's, boy genius is an idiot. Who's this guy think he is? Stupid moron. Moron, schmutz face, schmuck, blah, blah, blah. And you love them. You love them. I don't love them. You love them. You loved them, you idiot. Every single one of you people did. God damn.
Ow, you got to get us some munchkins.
No. Yeah. I can't have another munchkin. I'm going to go into diabetic shock. Eddie, get the insulin ready.
Oh, man. I'm just glad it's you this morning.
I really can't.
You knew this was going to happen. You, like, when I read these things, then I see the reactions, I'm like, I know, man, tomorrow's going to be a hell of a day.
No, I got to be honest with you.
Yes.
I thought it would be better, and maybe I'm naive. I thought it would be better. Here's the reasons why I thought it would be better. I thought everybody would have lanced the boil yesterday, right? Got all the pus out. The orange and blue Met pus out of their system, right? Yeah. And then today we were going to come in and have a little bit more of a measured take, and then people, we might have one or two sprinkled in of the, boy genius,
We'd have one or two of those in there, but more people would be like, okay, you know, I kind of understand what's going on. I'm a Mets fan. I've been through other stuff. And we would have like a little bit more of a conversation that made sense. And we didn't get that. So, no,
we're trying. I mean, we're trying to look at it from a practical point of view. And the fact that the general manager's been here twice and these guys that he has lost have been here 10, 7, and 6 years.
I'm like, I'm replaying this call in my head again. What does he mean by the casino's not the be-all, end-all? What does it even mean? They even asked him. What does that mean? It's not the be-all, end-all. What would you rather have there? The freaking chop shops? And seagulls covered in oil? The other crap you have over there? Is that what you want? What the be-all, end-all? What's been over there? Nothing!
Have you seen the renderings of Metropolitan Park and how beautiful it's going to be?
I mean, all I've seen over there is like a hot dog truck where you get the ones that snap when you eat them. Dirty birds. And tires.
That's not the be-all, end-all, boy genius.
Shut up!
Jesus.
Grow up, you people! Grow up!
You take it as so personally.
No, I'm not. It's just
I feel like you're just reacting.
It's
to
not
like,
personally. It's just I can't. It's like.
But you've been here for a long time, so you know. You kind of had to know that this was going to happen this morning.
I told you I was naive about it. I don't know. It was something. I just something about it. Like I said, I thought that people would have gotten it out of their system.
Yeah, it's fine. Actually, I look for KFC Barstool. I like to see his reactions.
Yeah, no, he does a great job. We disagree wholeheartedly on the Mets, but he does a nice job.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, it's very funny how he reacts because it is expected. Like, I expect that. I go to see that because I know exactly what he's going to say in regards to the Mets. I can't say that about everything he talks about, but I can say it about the Mets.
Yeah.
And he can say how stupid this is, what an idiot this general manager is, to start screaming and yelling.
It's like, what time is the Jet Met Neanderthal meeting?
Yes.
You know, where's that?
Well, I mean,
with your leader.
But in all honesty, I mean, the losing brings on the mentality. And then the mentality grows, it metastasizes. You know what I'm saying? And it just grows and it grows and it grows. And the next guy wants to complain more than the previous guy.
It's whatever happens, you're young enough to recover from it.
Yes.
If you're 29 and you have Tommy John surgery, you could screw the pooch for the next, 3 or 4 years before you ever realize. You're probably never going to realize the contract.
I keep thinking about our debates about Yamamoto because you would look at me and say, dude, why do you and others want him so badly?
Mm-hmm.
And why would the Mets want him that badly? And you're like, he's small.
Yeah.
He hasn't done it here. Like, we don't know. It's a different.
Well, the track record on small pitchers from Japan is not great.
But the counter I always had, and by the way, the jury is still out. He's only been here for 2 years.
Good point.
To be fair.
And he was hurt a little bit his first year.
Now, I would say that it's already worth it.
Of course. No, it is worth it because he won a championship.
And he carried it, basically.
Right.
But the reason it was always worth it to me was, and David Stearns feels this way, you'd rather take the risk on a 25-year-old with questions about pitching in America than a 32-year-old who's already done it but has a lot of wear and tear on his arm.
Yeah.
They are more willing to go deep for Yamamoto than they would be for Framber Valdez. And that's, I think, the book on David Stearns. So as we try to calm down, take a deep breath, and stop calling him names, which I did. I did it too. And we try to be rational. He's not cheap. He's not running them like a small market team. He's very picky on the players they want to go big for.
Yeah.
And so far in his tenure here, the two players they went really big for, one they got, one they didn't, is Yamamoto and Soto.
It just has to work now. That's the only issue.
Yeah.
It has to work.
Bobby in Ozone Park. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
What's up, bro?
All right. Let me just correct you on something. And, you guys are most of the time right, but in this case, you're not. If you don't mind me bringing it
of
up.
Of course. Go ahead.
You keep on mentioning, Evan, and you're very knowledgeable, Evan, so it has nothing to do with that. You keep on saying that Lindor possibly to the Padres, that wouldn't happen in a million years. San Diego right now is unloading everybody. They cut salary since the new ownership took over. They didn't re-sign Cease. They're not going to re-sign King. They're looking to unload Pivetta. They unloaded the reliever. They didn't re-sign him. And Mason, the reliever, yeah. They said they trade him. only if the team takes Machado back. Okay.
So,
all right.
So
they are not going to.
Hold on. I'm going to answer you, because what we brought up was a report from a couple of radio hosts in San Diego.
Yes.
In which they said, and I told you, I asked my buddy who lives out there, should I trust them? And my friend Brian's like, don't trust them. I said, okay, that's fine. I'm open-minded to trading Lindor. Not that I think the Padres are going to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
And they floated the idea that A.J. Preller loves Lindor, would love to pull off a trade for him. I don't know if that's true, by the way. And said that the offer they would make is Bogarts and Miller.
Yeah.
Now, our last caller, rightfully so, brings up the money. But what he's forgetting
is he's already paid. He's not repaying. Well, he's paying him a lot of money, but it's not the $300 million contract.
Well, they're also getting rid of years of money by trading Bogarts in a deal for Lindor.
Yeah.
They'd be picking up money in the short term because Lindor makes more.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of years left, Xander Bogarts has 8 years left on his deal. Lindor has six. So I get your point about the Padres, and I don't even know if they would consider that, but you do have to keep that in mind. Two factors. A, that's being floated from people in San Diego, and B, the reason they would want to do it is to offload a contract that they're going to deem far worse than the one they're bringing in. From my perspective, I have no interest. I'm not making that trade. I don't have to trade Lindor. I don't even want to trade Lindor. My point is, with where the Mets are, I'm open-minded to everything.
Yeah.
And so I created my own fake trade earlier in the show of Freddie Freeman, Andy Páez, and Tyler Glasnow for Francisco Lindor. I don't know if a lot of Mets fans would love it. I don't know if every Dodger fan would love it. But I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, you have to think about what's next. And that's what you get to the Lindor trade for. And figuring out who it's for and with whom, that's a different story.
Oh, by the way, I forgot, because two callers ago someone said it. I never answered. They're like, why is Jeff McNeil still on this team? The answer is he makes money and no one wants to take it.
And he's off surgery.
He's coming off of thoracic outlet syndrome.
Right.
That was the procedure.
Correct.
He's been inconsistent.
Yeah, you almost forget it.
Yeah. He's had three inconsistent seasons after winning the batting title, and he makes, I think it's $13, $14 million this year. No one wants him. So the Mets have a choice. And ask yourself this, every Met fan that can't stand Jeff McNeil, are you willing to just throw money at sending him away for nothing? Are you willing to do that? I know you hate Jeff McNeil. Tommy, do you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Eat some of the money, just get rid of him.
Just get rid of him.
And maybe get a little something back.
Addition by subtraction.
Okay.
I mean, that might be what it comes down to.
Well, I just don't.
He doesn't serve a purpose.
He doesn't serve a purpose. He can play multiple positions.
Okay, first base?
Yeah, I think that's where he may end up playing.
Well, this roster's trending. He might be their all-star representative.
Did you forget Juan Soto?
Well, he didn't make it last year.
I understand, but you know.
I'm just trying to wrap my brain around how you have no Edwin Diaz, no Nimmo, no Alonso, and somehow Jeff McNeil, the guy that universally all Met fans want to get rid of, is still somehow on this team.
Because of
what
I just said.
Got alligator blood.
Because of what I just said.
Because he's not movable.
Nobody wants him, bro.
But somebody will take Jeff McNeil for a bunch of cash or for a prospect in single A. You can dump Jeff McNeil.
I don't think right now, and this is
to the Angels or somebody.
This
is the Rockies or
what I am believing through no information but my brain, maybe information, is that it's $15 million for Jeff McNeil next year. And I don't think Steve Cohen wants to write a check to just send them away.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it... And by the way, he wouldn't be the first, because most of the time, until a guy is such a net negative, like DJ LeMahieu is, you don't write checks for people to go away. So don't kill the messenger.
I'm not.
I'm just telling you to answer his question and your question. How's Jeff McNeil on the roster? Because he's making $15 million. He's 34. He's coming off thoracic outlet syndrome. He has no value to anybody.
I think it's thoracic outlet syndrome, not thoracic.
Save that for Friday. Yeah.
Thoracic outlet syndrome.
Right.
Whatever.
But Jeff
McNeil, he's not movable. But is it simple? The simple word, he's not movable.
But he's clogging up playing time for younger players.
No, he's not.
He's not?
They don't even have a full roster right now. He ain't clogging anything.
Wouldn't he be more of the first guy off the bench than Acuña at this point to be the fill-in or the guy that comes in late innings? I want that to be Acuña's role, not Jeff McNeil.
There isn't even a full roster yet.
Evan, there's going to be a full roster. It's not major league.
I know, but you're making an assumption about his role that isn't fair yet. He's not clogging anything yet. We don't know what his role is. But I'm just telling you that the Mets, I don't think, are willing to just write a check for $8 million to send them away. And don't get mad at me. Get mad at Steve Cohen.
But Evan, haven't you heard the news? They got a casino coming in 5 years. Mm. That's an hour with Marash at the craft table.
I'm just telling you, that's the answer. Not to like the answer, but why is Jeff McNeil still on the roster? That is the answer. Okay? So we can all move on with it. I get it. I don't love Jeff McNeil either. But let's not act like, oh, Steve Cohen can't wait to write an $11 million check to send them to Albania. Like, that's not happening.
They play baseball there?
I was going to say, what team is in Albania?
It's the first country I thought of.
Aroldis Chapman on that World Baseball Classic team?
Gil is in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Gil.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to have my call taken. I've been a Yankee fan since 1965.
Damn.
And in general, this is a World Series or bust mentality that we have, unless we're in a rebuild, which we're not. And ever since some luxury tax boy took over the team, it just doesn't seem like, I mean, well, first of all, he was saddled with the A-Rod contract, which should never have been reworked, even though we did get a World Series out of it. It was a deal with the devil that we didn't need to make. And then the Stanton trade giving us this ridiculous contract that it can't be unloaded and he could not possibly ever live up to. He's not willing to make the team. He did sign Cole, but he's basically not really willing to invest in the team in the way in which is necessary when you're competing with a team like the Dodgers. And as long as the Dodgers are doing this and we're not willing to try and keep up with them, we have no chance to win anything. And we have a lineup that is basically Aaron Judge and that's it. So I don't even know where one would go with this.
It's tough. I mean, first of all, and this is, I think what's complicated about this offseason, what do you want them to do? Like, I understand
what can they do?
Like, is re-signing Cody Bellinger enough?
I mean, it's something. At least it feels as if you have the outfield full and you have viable bats in one piece of your team. The pitching's going to be fine. Maybe the bullpen needs help, but the pitching's going to be fine, especially with Gerrit Cole coming back healthy. So if he is fully healthy, but it's really just what is the accent piece? I think the Yankee fan is maybe frustrated because there has been nothing. It's quiet.
No, it's been dark.
But what do you want to happen?
Well,
like, is there a huge move that you want, or is it just an accent move that you need?
We've decided to make tomorrow the last show. I'm going to move on after that. I know you'll be here beyond that a little bit, but we're very appreciative of the opportunity. We understand the changes with the new lineup. Best of wishes to everybody that's in that new lineup. Congrats to everybody on Craigie coming back, McMonagle, Lugie, all the parties involved. Congrats to everybody. But tomorrow, just want to get this out of the way now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be the last BT and Sal show on the Fan.
Yeah, and I'm happy you got the first part out of the way. There's a lot of good people here that have been working really hard for a long time, trying to climb up. So while it's tough for us, I'm happy for them. Sincerely. Yeah, tomorrow's the last BT and Sal show. I've got the hoodie on today.
I saw. I was going to wear it tomorrow, but now it might be corny if I do. But,
no, yeah. Listen. You got me this for Christmas.
First Christmas present, yeah.
Oh, man.
Now it's a classic.
We're going to have fun, man. We'll do the show, obviously, but of course the news broke officially yesterday, the company release. And you know, obviously, when Sal and I were on the air a week ago, when Marchand broke it, you know, a bit of a tough spot. We plow through it. Certainly appreciate the company trusting us to go on the air and not be reckless, but to be pros, which we will do until the end here. So that's it. Tomorrow, the last one, maybe bust out a baseball card pack.
Definitely.
Maybe get a couple of good guests. And then I'll get to this later, but I'll do a couple of shows the following week by myself, and then I'm out the door as well in terms of full-time stuff. So that's where we're at. Let's let it loose. Let's have a little fun, and let's finish strong, as you know we will.
And we're not the only people leaving New York. Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso on their way out as well, and we're still kind of picking up the scraps to that, BT. And after thinking about it a little bit more last night, I still feel measured in my approach. I think the Diaz thing is totally separate. Everybody's going to couple the two together with Diaz and Alonso, and oh my God, everything's caving in on the Mets. Diaz, I do think they botched. But as it pertains to Alonso for a second, my question is, why? You and I, it's probably the number one thing that we've debated in our 2.5 years here. Pete Alonso. Do they want him? Should he stay? What? All those different things. I need to hear why David Stearns, when the Mets have the resources to match or blow away the Orioles, and you know I wanted Pete back, and I've been back and forth over the years as well, But I just wanted that power bat in the lineup behind Juan Soto. I thought it would make them a better team, and I would give him the 6 years, 180. That was my number. Obviously, he got less than that with the 5-155. I need to hear Stern say why they were not willing to give Pete. We know he wasn't willing to go to that length. Why would be the answer or the question that I have that I need to hear David Stern
yeah,
answer?
I'd like to get that answer as well. It's impossible to look at this regardless of where you stand on Pete, and you know where I stand. I mean, because you're right. It probably has been topic number one on this show. I mean, I don't even really know what's a close second. I mean, maybe something will pop into my head if I give it more thought, but I think it's the Mets stuff. It's the Pete stuff. It's the chemistry stuff. It's the clubhouse dynamic stuff. I do think that Pete was disrespected without an offer. You know, it's a callous business, just like our business can be callous at times when you're in the entertainment business, the athletic business. It is what it is, right? So I look at this from David's perspective, and I know he's public enemy number one, and everybody's ripping him, and I get it. Let that emotion flow. You're a Mets guy. You're an Alonso guy. You're pissed off. Been 40 years. Understood. This guy comes in who's from here and a Mets fan, takes a wrecking ball to a lot of things that you have been emotionally connected to. So I understand the uproar. But David Stearns' job is not to placate you, the Mets fan. David Stearns' job is to build a championship, which countless men before him have failed to do. So I think what happened, first off, I think there was a fairly early recognition by Stearns, maybe not by Cohen as much, but by Stearns, that the pieces did not fit from a player perspective. And then I think as he became a little bit more embedded and immersed in the day-to-day culture of the Mets being here longer and longer and longer, I think in addition to him finding out the players didn't fit, I think he started to find out that some of the personalities didn't fit.
Maybe. I I'm going to trust Stearns. You know, yesterday I wasn't overreacting. The day before I got on Diaz or whatever, and to me, that's a different situation. But with the Pete stuff, I just don't see, unless there is something deeper there, and I don't believe that that's the case necessarily because they would have offered him 3 years. So if you're going to offer him 3 years to come back, then that can't be that there's a deeper personality issue. Then you would just say, no, we don't want him, period, end of story. The Yankees didn't offer Devin Williams anything. They didn't want him back. It wasn't like, well, we didn't want him at the price. No, they didn't want him back. Well, whatever, pick a player that teams move on from. Gleyber Torres, same thing with the Yankees a year ago. So that was not the case with the Mets. They brought him back last year. So I don't think it was that. So now let's get to the baseball aspect of it. And you could say, and you've said it many times, well, I don't think he ages well, whatever. Okay, what you can't dispute is that Pete Alonso was posted, plays every single day, and his power has been a proven commodity. I want to know why David Stearns, when he has the resources to bring Pete back if he chooses, why he thinks he can build a better team minus Pete Alonso's bat being in the New York Met lineup every day.
Well, I guess I would answer that kind of with a question that will lead to an eventual answer. I mean, and this two-part question. Did Pete Alonso have a good year last year?
Yes. No,
the obvious answer would be
MVP
yes.
Of the
very
team,
good.
Probably.
Very good. Did Juan Soto, though a little top heavy or a little late to get going, did Juan Soto in totality have a really good year last year? The answer is yes. So you had Pete mashing basically from start to finish, and you had Soto basically by the end of the season getting to the neighborhood of what Juan Soto usually does statistically, and the Mets still stunk.
All right, but
so that's so I say that because I think in Stearns' mind, and I've always agreed with this part. Now I put Soto apart, obviously, but I think that it's too easy to say, well, if I lost with you, I could try to win with you. I mean, anybody can say that. That's a cute little hallmark saying. Yeah. But I really do believe that there's depth there. And it's because it's not 1 year. It's multiple years of evidence. The Nimmo,
fair
the
enough.
Lindor,
I
the Alonzo. It's not working.
They already moved on from Nimmo. I agree. You know, we've talked about changing up the core. What I don't understand is that I feel like Stearns is making his job more difficult. Because you could also change up other aspects of the team and improve. You can change the entire rotation. You're already in the process of changing the outfield. You can change the DH spot. You could have also brought Pete back and kept his power in that lineup behind Soto and made your job a little bit easier. Now, there's even more work to do. Forget about World Series.
Yeah.
The team wasn't a playoff team last year, sure. Right now,
they're one of the 10 worst rosters in baseball
okay,
right now.
And that will change, which is why I was measured yesterday. I'm not going to go nuts just to go nuts. I do believe Steve Cohen and Stearns are going to build a ball club that's going to be very capable of making a postseason berth and all that stuff and going on a run. But I they could have done that with Pete back, which is why it doesn't compute to me They better have some big moves up their sleeve. And it doesn't sound like Kyle Tucker, but that to me would be, okay, you know what? We were sleeping on him. They went and got Tucker. You move Soto to left. Now you're better in right. You're better in left. And you get a better all-around player in Tucker. But it's going to take that type of move plus a big trade, let's say, with the Brewers or a trade for Skubal. Those are the type of moves. Bellinger doesn't do it for me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Not as the only move.
No.
It would have been Belly with Pete.
Yeah.
Or
Schwarber or whatever.
Sure, things we've talked about here. You know, I think that I've changed my mind on one thing, not about Pete, and not about having some belief in Stearns, all right? I still believe in him to an extent. To an extent. Probably a little bit more than I don't. But what I think I no longer subscribe to now, and I kind of did even as recently as yesterday, is that I don't necessarily expect some spending spree. Like, I think that, and I heard a lot of it on the station, whether you're a host, whether you're a caller, a lot of stuff on social media. Well, you know, now the Mets are going to go bonkers. I don't know about that. Like, I think in terms of spending spree and just cutting check after check and going after Tucker, going after Bellinger, going after all these pitchers, doing this and doing that. I'm not saying there won't be any trades. I really believe that there's going to be an upgrade or two in the rotation. And I'm starting to think that Stearns is ready to give some of these kids a chance.
Yes,
some of the young kids.
Which is not necessarily the wrong thing.
No, but it's not the wrong thing. And it actually could be the very right thing down the road. But in terms of like expectations and energy and juice for 2026, it might have to be dialed down a lot.
Which is why, and you're right, and we did this on SNY yesterday with guys who are reporting, Will Sam and Andy Martino saying essentially that, well, it could be Vientos and McNeil first. I'm like, about to put my fist through the camera on set. Like, what are we talking about here? But the one thing Cohen and the Mets have done consistently is go after, you know, whether it's Yamamoto, whether it's Soto, they've put the pedal to the metal on younger, high-end players. They're not just throwing money at mid-level players, mm-hmm. or, you know, let's say Framber Valdez or whatever. I'm not calling him mid, but
I got you.
He's not a true ace.
Yeah, 30% of his prime is already gone.
And pitching might be a different story altogether, but I'm just using him as an example.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets have done that with Yamamoto, with Soto. It would make sense and fall in line to their thinking if they were to do the same with Kyle Tucker, because he's young enough, he's in the prime of his career, he's a well-rounded player. Point is, if you're going to make a big investment, invest it in the right guy. And Soto was the right guy. Yamamoto was the right way to do that. Tucker would be, okay, well, they're not trying to just spread the money out and get the C, D level players. You're going after the A player and investing in him and then bring in the younger guys around that. I'm not so sure that's going to happen, but if it doesn't, I'm with you. I don't think they're just going to be throwing money at all these free agents to try to build this team.
I know this is not reassuring today, but I think it could be big picture, and this was really the first thing. This is even before the news broke about Pete, because we were still on the Diaz stuff yesterday to start the show. I think it's a good sign. Not the ultimate great sign, but at least a good sign that he didn't deviate. I'm talking about Stearns, forget about Cohen, from what he was positioning himself to do this offseason. We knew how they felt about Pete last offseason. Only thing that happened was the average went up a little bit, obviously, showed that he could protect Soto, but he didn't get younger, didn't get quicker, didn't become Keith Hernandez at first base. So the Mets' view, Stearns' view on Pete was never going to radically change when they didn't really want him a year ago. That was a lot of fandom and mm-hmm. Cohen, I think, with a little gentle nudge. Hey, get this done. Get this done, and let's see where we go. I think that he's still true to his core principles is a good thing. Those core principles just need to be proven right eventually.
Oh, and they're going to be tested big time, already being tested right now. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Rob is calling from Merrick, starting us off. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, guys. Just want to first off say best of wishes to you guys in your future endeavors, man. It's been awesome listening to you, and just want to wish you best of luck going forward with everything
Thanks,
you guys are doing.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Yeah, and in terms of this, man, Steve Cohen, he is the Gordon Gekko of baseball owners. And to him, the Mets are just Blue Star Airlines, all right? He bought them knowing that the land around it was even more valuable than the team itself, so you can get that casino. And now that it's been all approved and everything like that, he doesn't have to spend so much money on the Mets anymore. You know, he got Soto last year before the casino was approved. So just look at things now before and after the casino, in my opinion, because what I think is that now that he's got... use the Mets to finance building and everything like that.
Yeah, Rob, I got to tell you, Rob, I don't agree with that thought at all. And thanks for the call there, Rob. But I've heard that a little bit. I heard a couple of callers this morning.
The ultimate skepticism. Come on.
Yeah. Now. And by the way, if there's any franchise in New York that can lead you to skepticism, the Mets are on the top of the list, given the recent, or not the recent, but the history. I don't think that that's the case, because I think what people are failing to do is to understand that there could be two totally separate approaches where and neither one is adversely impacted. Like, Steve Cohen is trying to build a world champion for you. Yeah, he's trying to do it for himself, but he's really trying to, the business is for himself. The championship is for you. So I don't think the building of Metropolitan Park, the casinos, it's not the same money. I really disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets history would maybe lead you to be skeptical. Since Steve Cohen has taken over, there's been nothing to be skeptical about. You can question the results. You can question some of the decisions, especially earlier on where it was one GM after another. You know, Alderson was running things. Yep. Obviously, the results haven't been there. You can't question the effort or the resources that have been invested into not just the big league club, but the entire organization. It's all changed. But one thing that needs to change, and this is the most important thing, are the results. And yet, while the Mets are not accepting subpar results, all the fans want all the players back who were producing the subpar results.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Which one do you want? Do you want the players that you love that were no good? Or do you want Cohen and Stearns to build you a winner? I want a winner. So as much as I love Alonso and Diaz and Nimmo, 83 wins is unacceptable. That may be a good year in Mets history. It's not good enough for me. Never was, never will be. Matter of fact, the 101 win season in 2022 wasn't good enough with the way that they went out. So I'm tired of watching a losing team. And if that means taking a wrecking ball to it or a blowtorch to it, so be it. Now, they better turn it around. And they know that. Cohen knows it. He's not a fool. He's a brilliant businessman to the tune of billions of dollars. You think he likes what's going on right now with the public backlash? He knows there's more to come. He said it yesterday. Plenty of time this offseason to build a playoff caliber team. It's going to be on Stearns to figure it out. But if I'm Stearns, I'm doing it exactly what he's doing. My way. Let me do it my way. Sink or swim, I want to build this team the right way.
Hey, listen, talk about players that we like, right? And we are sad to see go, hey, I like Julius Randle. I knew they were never winning anything with Julius Randle. I don't know if that's an apples to apples comparison, but it's from the same tree. Like, when certain players leave, you know, it stings. And by the way, Randle's impact on the Knicks, while it was definitely palpable because the Knicks were a doormat, It can't shine the shoes of Pete Alonso.
I don't know.
But Pete was drafted. Home run record. He's been here longer.
But impact-wise, I think you can make a better argument for Randle.
But I also think it's easier to have impact on a basketball team more so than a baseball diamond. The other stuff going on. So, you know, just to say that about with the Randle and the Knicks and obviously Pete and the Mets here, but I also think there's going to be a point, like I really, and this is kind of how my thoughts reshaped a little bit, not on Pete, but again, the direction, the trajectory of the 26 Mets, right? I think it's going to take a while to root, because I don't think that we're going to wake up in a day or a week or a month and it's going to be Tucker and Bellinger or Tucker and two stud pitches whatever it might be.
What about?
I don't think Tucker's coming here. Okay, well, I don't think they're doing that.
Then that's a problem, because I'm not sure if there is the sexy, splashy move. And those are some of the words. I think it was Andy said yesterday that I wouldn't necessarily expect them to just go sexy, splashy. It might have been Will. I forget. We had so many people.
There's not even many sexy names out there at this point.
Well, that's the point. So if it's not Tucker, there's not going to be that sexy splash.
Scooble with a trade.
Yes. But that doesn't mean that they can't build a better team.
I agree.
Like, my dream scenario now, it always starts with Scooble. It can include Tucker and also a trade with Milwaukee for Peralta and McGill. I think the Mets are significantly better if those things happen. But those are big ifs when you're talking about, is Scooble going to be made available? Are the Mets going to be willing to give up what it would take to get him? And I think that they would. Are they going to go after Kyle Tucker? That I'm less certain about. It would make sense, but I'm not sure that they're going to be willing to do that.
I don't even know if Tucker would make sense for the Mets, given the length of contract.
What do you think he's going to get?
Well, let's flush through real fast. Yeah. I mean, when we first talked about it last year, And I was talking about the merits of Tucker as an all-around player, and we had the it was loud, it was fun, vintage BT and Sal debate with the Tucker and Soto stuff. And I've soured a little bit on Tucker, and some of the reports about him not loving baseball as much
Sherman,
as that's an issue a little
that,
bit.
I don't know if that was a report as now
speculation,
Sherman,
however you want to frame it.
Okay, but it was Joel Sherman who said that he questions how much Kyle Tucker loves baseball. Yeah. Obviously he's not just making that.
Well, that's what I can promise that Joel Sherman's not sitting up, watching being on MLB Network, sitting in the green room watching Kyle Tucker play baseball and say, I don't know, he doesn't really look like he likes the game that much. I don't know if I would give this guy $400 million. When somebody like, and you know this, but when somebody like Sherman has that delivers something like that, that's coming from people in clubhouses, former teams, scouts, whatever. So we know that, former teammates. So I'm going to take that as a little more truth than not. But I say that it's a bad contract because when we first had the Soto Tucker thing, we were thinking maybe 14 years. I didn't think that, but some did. Now it's been trimmed to the 11 years, 10 year neighborhood.
Well, it'd be 29 this year.
I wouldn't do it. But it's a bad
contract. You would do 10? I'm sorry.
It's all good. To me, it's a bad contract for the Mets because of Soto, who's worth it for now, for sure. That monstrosity of a contract, and then you want to basically do the same thing in left field put Soto in left and have Tucker in right for 10 or 11 years? I don't think Stearns will do that.
What if it's 8 or 9?
I think Tucker's getting more from somebody. I don't know.
Toronto, maybe?
It could be Toronto. Right,
so you think he gets 10? Maybe the Mets tap out at 10 years?
Yeah, never thought he was coming to New York. Anytime Tucker came up, I said, Yankees, I don't see it. Mets, I don't see it. I don't see him coming here.
I know, but you love him as a player.
Love him. Now I don't love him like I used to.
He played, now all of a sudden I like him better than I did. Yeah. He played hurt last year.
Oh, well, don't get hurt. He's been hurt a few times. Not the first time. That's part of my calculation.
All right, last two seasons.
Yeah.
The three seasons
when
prior
you hurt
to
your
that.
Prime, what's going to happen when you're 33? Look at Stanton.
Yeah, I know, but you can say that for a lot of guys. I wouldn't be
He plays every day.
I wouldn't be giving out a 10-year contract or, 400, whatever it may be. I'd strongly consider him for 8-9 years. And I'm not sure. Maybe the market's changed. I thought Diaz was going to get 5 for $100. Maybe the market's changed a little bit here with Kyle Tucker. It does seem like the bloom is off the rose from where we were a year ago.
It changed.
Yeah.
Well, if Schwarber got 5, who's a couple years older than Pete, and Pete got 5, who is really good. We know who Pete is. I don't have to restate it. You don't think that Tucker's getting at least 4 more years than that, given his age and given his athleticism?
Let me ask you something. Forget the Soto contract or the Vlad contract.
That's once in a generation. Yeah, nobody's getting that for a long time.
Tucker, to me, is nowhere near that level of star power, whatever. If you were operating a team and you had a stud 29-year-old free agent, how many years would you feel would be wise?
What position does he play?
Kyle Tucker.
So specifically Tucker, not generalities.
29 years old.
You got to keep some speed in the outfield. He's a good defender. Nothing more than that. He's not great. Never was. Never will be. I'd have to look at the rest of my finances. Do I have other big contracts? I would say I'd be comfortable. I would probably go to 9 if I really wanted him. If I'd be comfortable with 8, and I would love 7.
Okay, right. So I was thinking 7, right? Because you look at a player who's going to be 29 years old. So if you have him 7 years, that's through 36. All right, maybe tack on another 37. Because generally, post PED era,
correct,
guys start to decline. Yep. 36, 37, 38. That's reality. That's life. That's father time. Outside of PEDs. So I'm not going to give him 10 years when I know at 39.
No, I didn't say 10.
I'm
not giving
him
10, no way.
In general, at 39, he's going to be shot.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, okay, probably the sweet spot would be 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the baseline. And then how many other teams are going to be willing to, okay, well, if I'm going to go 7 and I really want him, I'll go to 8. And then some teams are going to drop off. And then is there going to be a team or two that says, well, we really want them, I'll suck it up and go to 9. That's how this particular contract would get out of control. But the good business would be about 7 years. I think you'd feel comfortable with 7 years. And I think that most teams in the marketplace now operate with some sense as opposed to...
It's changed.
Yeah, all it takes is 1, but most teams are operating with some sense, which is why I don't think he's getting 10 years.
It's one thing to get to Looneyville when you try to get Soto. Another thing, it's Looneyville and try to get Tucker. Yeah, I don't think the market's as robust as it once was. Hey, listen, you want to put me on the spot? You want to give me, you know, you want to give the Mets a chance to flirt with 90 wins and mess around to be a playoff team next year? Go get Bellinger to play left field. Go get the Japanese kid to play first base, who's a good fielder. Go trade for Skubal. Go get Michael King. Let's go. Go to work.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue to go to work here with your calls. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mets and the wreckage that has been the past 2 days.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.